like to talk about holding a new vessel. Sounds a little trite, but we sincerely mean that we need to grow a vessel that is even better at performing, that further raises our game. But importantly, a vessel that also has even more of a heart and more of a soul. We want to not only do the right things, we want to do them in the right way as a responsible, values-driven organization. We have a bunch of corporate levers that we are busy pulling at the moment, to use that terminology. Talent management is a very important one as we grow. We need to grow our people alongside the organization. We're blessed in this organization with really good people. We have a great depth to our leadership skills and abilities. But obviously that must grow. And we have a lot of action in place under the guidance of Melita that is pushing us forward in this area. Values-driven leadership. We need a common set of values, obviously, to bind this organization. As we become more diverse all over the world. In our Oryx facility, we have 22 nationalities working on the same site. You can't do that unless you have a common set of values to bind the organization together. And there mustn't be values that are just up on the wall, and that is, there aren't any up on the wall here. They must be lived. And this is also about focusing on people and performance. It's focusing on health and performance, sustainability and short-term performance of the organization. So it's not just so much about what we do, it's also how we do that. Perhaps a little bit more muted in our approach sometimes publicly, more engagement with society, more engagement with our stakeholders, and if I can jump to that one, hopefully you're starting to see the impact of some of that, the way we're dealing with some of the bigger issues. That's a change in culture. It's a change in the core values that we like to live out. Nothing wrong with our old culture, but it needs adaptation to the new environment that we find ourselves in. Now, people are ready for this. They support it. Operations excellence. We can do better on stability and reliability of operations. So we have a great initiative using best practice from all over the world. We're using ABB to help us as consultants in this regard to drive better availability, reliability, and efficiency in operations. There's clearly value to be extracted here. It also helps with costs, as Christine referred to. And this is another driver of ours throughout the organization, built into the performance contract of all of our leaders, is what are they doing about reducing cash fixed costs, and they will be rewarded or otherwise on how they perform. Again, with international best practice, we're looking at how we can reduce our corporate overheads, in fact our overhead throughout the organization. We have the challenge there, there's value to be extracted there as well. So let me not dwell on it too long, but I just wanted to assure you we have the intent to drive down our cash fixed costs, without, of course, as Christine said, without harming our business. Sustainability, the world has changed as far as this is concerned. We have acknowledged it, as I said earlier, recognized it, and we're doing something about reducing our carbon footprints. Stakeholder relations, we've covered. So moving on to my second last slide, which is one which I started with. We've dealt with these growth drivers. We've spoken about our existing asset base, this foundation for growth, looking after that and growing it. It's a great base. It's producing record results. We've spoken about these two, which are to do with sustainability, transformation and the progress that we're making there. We've also spoken about empowering and developing our people more and more. And then the last one, of course, and this is the great opportunity. This is what sets Sasol apart. There's no other oil and gas company that has a value proposition in this area that we do. No one is producing gas liquid volumes at the rate that we are. No one is doing coal to liquids at all. Many are starting and many are talking about it, but no one is actually doing it from coal all the way to gas, all the way to final products. It's just not happening. So we have a unique position there. And our opportunity lies in the confluence of, on the one hand, a world that's running out of energy, particularly transportation energy, a world that has large reserves of coal and gas that can be converted into that energy, and our technology that does just that. So yeah, it takes a while to roll out, but the need, as I said earlier, that the world has is growing, and hence we have this enormous interest in us, and this must convert into a great growth opportunity for us. All of this underpinned, and this slide has been transposed, it was underpinned because it used to be on the bottom, underpinned by our core values that must bind this organization together. So my very last slide. This slide, really not in the same words, but as three messages. The three messages are, the existing business is a great business. It's producing excellent results, year on year. Something that perhaps not always fully understood. Second message is that we have a huge opportunity for growth because of our technology and the position that we find ourselves in. And the third message is just as important, that the way we do this, and we're working incredibly hard to make sure that both our existing businesses and our growth businesses are going to be sustainable into the long term, that we do all the right things as a responsible, caring corporate would do. We have no doubt that all our stakeholders are going to grow as a result of this. We particularly see that our shareholders are going to benefit in the longer term. Thank you.